and WSAU.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday. It's 11 minutes after 5, and an interesting observation over the weekend. Went to a local store, you know. It was a different experience. I'm not one of these that likes to buy groceries at anything other than a grocery store. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are places that...
you won't go to Target or places like that to buy groceries?
I don't typically like to, no. And it's not that their product is... Well, let me put it to you this. There is another store I'm not going to name because I don't want the blowback from it. There is one store that I will not go into and buy anything grocery related.
Uh-huh.
If I have to buy a car battery there or, you know,
okay.
Sometimes I've got some good deals on electronics and stuff like that, but I refuse to buy food products there.
Because?
I've had bad experiences at other marts of that type.
Ah.
That the meat looked gray and there were homeless people that were touching my cart while I was trying to do some stuff. And it's just like, no. All right, so anyway, I'm in this place getting, it's like the Mart, but it's more nicer, cleaner, a little more upscale than the Mart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm in there and...
Glad you hid that so well, by the way.
Well, you know, it's called plausible deniability. Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about, lawyer. So I'm in there and we're buying stuff. And I was convinced because it was made very aware that the prices were better than the grocery store on certain items.
Sure.
On some items, oh, no. No, no, no. On some items, yeah. And one of the items, toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, we all use it, right? But there's a social stigma that comes along with it. You don't want to be seen carrying a big bag of it out to your car.
Oh, who cares?
Well,
you really think about that?
So, at this place, they'll put anything in a bag. Okay. Oh, your 2 liter of diet soda. We'll put that in the bag. Oh, look, you bought a car.
Yeah,
or a bicycle.
Yeah, they're environmentally friendly right. Like that. Everything goes in a plastic bag.
All right. So you bought a bicycle. Well, we'll put that in the bag. And you know, whatever. Oh, you bought a 24 pack of toilet paper. We're going to put a handle on that so you can just carry it the way it is. And I just laughed. It's like, you'll put everything in a bag. But that.
Man, you have a phobia about carrying toilet paper out to your car? What happens when your wife sends you to the store for sanitary napkins?
It goes in the bag. They go in a bag.
They don't have
a little handle where I go, hey, look at this. Look what I got right here. Yep. Using them for my own personal use. Sure am. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem. But it stems back to a very interesting observation that I saw a couple years ago. It was the walk of shame. A big athletic dude walks into this convenience store while I'm working on trying to pay for gas. Guy walks into the convenience store, grabs a suitcase of beer under each arm, pays for it, and walks out strutting.
Uh-huh.
I'm the man.
Yeah.
I got my homies at the crib. We are going to party. We're going to have some fun. I'm the man. We're going to watch the game. There was attitude. There was, as he walked out with beer under each arm.
Uh-huh.
Similar man walks in and grabs toilet paper. That's all he's getting. And he held his head down in shame.
Oh, my God.
And he sloughed off to the car,
geez. Hoping
no one would see him. As he went to the car, knowing that people looked at him and went, you, sir, are going to do that when you go home.
Last time I looked, even the most powerful people in the world use toilet paper. Last time I looked, even the most glamorous people in the world use toilet
paper.
No,
sir. They have people to do that for them.
They do.
Of course. They're truly rich and powerful. Niles! I'm done! Anyway, so there's that bit of observation. I just found it funny. Everything goes in a bag, except that there's a handle that goes on top of it. You get to walk out to your car. So everybody can see, oh, the double ply, huh?
You know, with a little hand lotion in it, huh?
Oh, I see. Got a little irritation, do you? Well, that's nice. Reminds me when I was a kid. You remember going rolling, right? Where you would roll people's houses, toilet paper their houses?
No, I never did
Oh, sure you did.
No,
you
just, I never did that.
The statute of limitations have run out. You can admit to it.
On the night before Halloween, I used to be in the toilet papering hall of fame.
There you go. Exactly.
I had once as a kid, the grocery store refused to sell us all the toilet paper that we were going to buy.
You think maybe they knew what you were going to do?
The store manager came out and said, no, I'm not selling you 20 rolls of that.
Not going to be a participant in this. Well, we went to a store that catered to the generic customers.
Uh-huh.
They had two or three aisles that everything was just in black and white packages.
It was a really cheap toilet
paper. Yeah.
One that still has pieces of wood in
it. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sandy wipe, number five grit. Yes.
Exactly. Double aught. We bought several cases of toilet paper, and one of the guys that was with us was having some stomach problems, and we bought a big bottle of Pepto-Bismol at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And so there's like 18 rolls of, double toilet paper that went through and one bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
It told a story, didn't it?
Yeah, and the girl checking us out, she goes, wow, you guys are having a problem? I said, nah, just him. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, we'll be right back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.